This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Welcome into The Boss and Gloss. It's Monday night on SB Nation Radio, and we are so fortunate to welcome back to the show President of the AFC South Division leading Houston Texans, Jamie Roots. Jamie, welcome in.
Hey, Carla, how are you?
I am doing great, but how are you with this first-place franchise you've got going on?
Well, and we're just coming off the bye week, so rested, but it sure sounds good to be in first place. Nothing gets locked up at this point in the season, but better to be approaching it from ahead than behind. And I do know the character and work ethic of our football team will take advantage of this opportunity and turn it into as big a win for Houston as we can.
Now, I think so, too. And from what they have done with that 0-3 start, this has not six straight has never been done since the 1970 New York Giants. So I love that this is going on in Houston. It's pretty exciting.
Great for the city. Absolutely.
Great for the city. And so are you, Jamie. So I want to get a little peek because I have a feeling most people, including me, don't truly understand what it means to be the president of an NFL franchise. So take us into a little peek in the day, in the life of Jamie Roots, president of the Houston Texans.
Well, it's really just like any other business leadership position. You're managing in four different dimensions. You're managing up, you're managing down, you're managing out, and you're managing across. And each of those requires attention on an ongoing basis. So leading your team, making sure your ownership and your investors and, understand what our game plan is and what we're getting accomplished outside of the organization, being a positive representative of the culture of this institution. We think of ourselves as a caretaker of a community asset. So I'm very actively involved personally in the community, as is our team. And then across, ensuring, our theme for this year is One Texans. Really, teamwork is an absolutely unbeatable competitive advantage. And within our business team, across business and football, ensuring that we're collaborating in the most effective way possible. All of that becomes kind of a full-time job.
Yeah, I would say so. Just like one quarter of that sounds like a full-time job. But I think I love what you brought up because the Houston Texans are so active in the community. And how do you separate, you have this vibrant culture, within our community and within Houston. And when things weren't going well, like the 0-3 start, how do you separate the performance on the field and your results from what you are trying to accomplish and need to accomplish as an organization here in Houston, in the boardroom, in the community? I mean, that's got to be a challenge.
Well, you raise a very important point, and probably the most important thing for us to be very good at is that separation, because regardless of what happens on Sunday, on Monday, we still have a job to do in terms of selling and marketing and the administrative functions, and all of that has to keep running. And actually, when things aren't going well on the field, those roles become even more important. We have a phrase, positively focused, and that's the mindset that our team has to have at all times, that you're focusing on the positive, because in any situation, the natural human reaction is to focus on the negative. And it's usually a much more balanced picture than that, but it takes an intentional mindset of searching for the positives. What are the good things? What is it that we should be optimistic about? What are our assets? I think in terms of blessings and burdens. And when you really lay that out, what are my blessings and what are my burdens? You often find those blessings far outweigh, and then you can just focus on those burdens, the things that you need to get a hold of. But the second piece of positively focused, relates to directly to your point that you can only think about the things that you can control. Mm-hmm. And when you're under adversity, it's even more important than normal times that you just focus on what you can control. To the extent you get outside of that, it's wasted effort. And you need every ounce of effort to overcome whatever adversity. Now we're talking about losses on the football field. That adversity, how do you overcome it? What can I control? What can I do about it? And keep going forward is part of that positively focused mindset as well. But it's also important to embrace that You're always challenged with something. You're either challenged with adversity, or you're challenged with, as we are right now, handling mm-hmm. success. Mm-hmm. And I would argue that handling success is much more difficult, because it's what I'd term the silent assassin. All these bad habits and obstacles start popping up that you don't even see, that are there to trip you up. And so I think football's kind of every season is a lifetime, and you're facing adversity, you're facing success, you're constantly honing your skills at managing both sides.
You bring up a great point, because as Bill O'Brien has said himself, and he's got a locker room that believes the same thing, it is hard to win in the NFL. And if you start to let down your guard, feeling good about your 6-game winning streak, you know, that's when something can come up and snap you, for sure.
Absolutely.
But what is one of the aspects of the way a football organization is run that might surprise people who are not, quote, on the inside? Like, what surprised you most when you entered? Because you came from... you were president and GM of the MLS Columbus Crew, the soccer club. And what surprised you most entering the NFL as opposed to MLS?
Well, I would say, you know, MLS, you know, launching professional soccer under that banner in the United States was really difficult. Mm-hmm. We had no presence. We had no fans. We had nothing. Started with a blank sheet of paper. And so the way I put it to people, when you move to the NFL, you're still doing the same things. The numbers might have a few more zeros, but it's still the same principles that lead to success. And one of those is hard work, and the other is a winning attitude. It's still very difficult. So people from the outside, you know, see the NFL. It is in such a privileged, prestigious position in the United States, on the sports scene and globally. I mean, top sports league on the planet, in my mind. But it's still a lot of hard work. And I think people, when they come in here, I get that question all the time: what do you do in the off season? There is no off season. It's a different rhythm, a different, maybe a different intensity week to week. But still, it's as grinding, or maybe even more so, as a normal 9-to-5, regular job out in society, if you want to do it right.
This is SB Nation Radio, Boss in the Gloss. The voice you're listening to is Jamie Roots, president of the Houston Texans. Jamie, as a Clemson alum who played soccer for the Tigers, what was it like for you to see Deshaun Watson become the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans? Not to mention, we've already got a lot of Clemson alums in DeAndre Hopkins, DJ Reader, Carlos Watkins. But tell us what it was like when they drafted Deshaun Watson.
Well, it was really special. I got a text that night before the draft started from Jim Clements, who's the president at Clemson University. He's a dear friend, and just really implored me. But we were so far down in the selection order that I just really didn't think there was any way. And a bold move by our general manager at that time, Rick Smith, to trade up, gave us a window to select Deshaun, and I was thrilled. He's just a really special guy, and as great an athlete as he is, and he absolutely is, he's an incredibly gifted athlete, he's an even better person. He's a great teammate. He's a great guy in the community, and we're fortunate here. We really are blessed with the Texans that we have so many outstanding players, not only great football players, but great high-character guys that give back to the community, that work hard for each other, and are great teammates.
I think you just hit on such a great point that I've seen this year more than anything. It seems like this locker room is full of the positivity you talked about and the leadership in not only Deshaun Watson as this young quarterback that commands so much respect in this locker room, but Tyrann Mathieu, great pickup on the defensive end. J.J. Watt, of course, coming back not only on field and off field. And Kareem Jackson, I mean, what a superstar, having a, you know, a breakout, like best season of his career. And it just seems like the leadership and the respect in this locker room is like it's never been before.
Yeah, and you know, those things are incredibly important. I mean, athletic talent is absolutely critical. I get that. But the NFL game is so competitive, and there's such a fine line between winning and losing. Oftentimes, it's how long you give it before you give up. And the guys that will hang in there are high-character guys. You think about two words. Character is an individual trait. culture is an organizational trait, but they both are so similar that if you have great culture, if you have high character football players, they're the guys that's what you'll see when times are tough, is what character and what culture is in place.
Which speaks to how you vaulted from 0-3 to a 6-game winning streak. That just doesn't happen by accident. Jamie, what do you see as some of the potential crucial issues in the NFL over the next 5 to 10 years? And how can some of those potential problems be solved, whatever you see are some of the big ones?
Well, I'll tell you, the relationship of the players, the collective bargaining agreement, mm-hmm. is absolutely critical. We've had a wonderful run here the last, 6 or 7 or 8 years under our current collective bargaining agreement. Maintaining that peaceful relationship with our partners, the players, is absolutely critical. We've got outstanding broadcast partners. We've got wonderful fans. We've got full stadiums. So the real challenge is, as we talked at the beginning, of running with a full cup of success. It's a performance-based business. Our fans' loyalty, the attention that's provided to the National Football League, the value we're able to create because of the passion that exists for this game, we can never take that for granted. And so we have to continue to work hard to earn their support. And you've seen that here in Houston. We've got an amazing team here within this organization, our football team and our business team, all focused on three things: win championships, create memorable experiences, and do great things for Houston. Yeah, every day that's something that we have to be working towards and putting deposits in the bank accounts of the minds of our fans and serving them well and providing them with the greatest entertainment on the planet.
Well, we're benefiting from that for sure. Okay, Jamie, before I let you go, one last question. So word is out from some of my colleagues who have observed you at kickoff time for the Texans, and we're listening to you, and you're just so open and friendly, and then you go into a zone. Tell me about... I have yet to see this, but I want to. Tell me what switches in you. What goes on in that head of yours?
Well, I've been a competitor my entire life, and you put so much into this in supporting your football team, in building the experience for the fans. I mean, game day is absolutely critical. We don't get that many opportunities to do it at home or on the road, and you want to make the most of all of them, and you want to win, and you want the experience to be outstanding. And so, I am a friendly, pretty affable guy, but I'm very serious about the value that we create for our community, and it's up to us. It's so special. It's so special, the relationship between our fans and this football team. I just never want anything to get in the way of that, because I do believe we're creating great value for our community.
Well, Jamie, you are, and I want to thank you for everything you're doing for the Texans, for Houston, for the NFL. Thank you for joining us. Good luck in the nation's capital this weekend, and continued success for you and the Texans.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. It's great to visit with you.
Great to visit with you too, Jamie. Take care.